Sunday in preparation for this feast, since many people cannot come because of their jobs or whatever else, we did the blessing and imposition of the Holy Scapular of Mount Carmel. And over 100 persons received it for the very first time. Now, there were other people here, but they already had received it, and it's not necessary to receive it again and again and again. Once is enough. And so that's a wonderful gift from God and from the Blessed Mother. This, which is called by the saints, the library of Mary, the habit of Mary, the clothing of Mary, which we are allowed to wear in the guise, in the form of the scapular of Mount Carmel. But this does not go only as far as the apparition of Our Lady to St. Simon Stock. Now, the Carmelites, because of the persecution of the Muslims, had to leave Mount Carmel. But Mount Carmel goes back to the prophets, especially the prophet Saint Elisha. And it was there that they got together and had a community which went all the way down to the time of their departure to France and England, and is still there. Mount Carmel is still there and is still inhabited by those descendants of the prophets and of St. Simon Stock and the other Carmelites. But the Blessed Mother wanted for them to have something special because this went back so, so far back into the Old Testament. And so she granted to them and through them to us, the church to us, the scapular, which is originally was the whole scapular over their habit in the front and in the back. Of course, the word scapular comes from the word in Latin scapulus, which means shoulder bone or shoulder, because it is worn over the shoulders, front and back. But of course, this was for the first order of priests and brothers, and the second order of nuns. But there soon enough became the necessity, as others saw as well, of establishing a third order of those lay persons who wanted to live more closely to the life of Mount Carmel and at the same time to have the privilege of wearing this wonderful gift of Our Lady, the scapular. Since it was not practical for them to wear the full scapular down to the floor, front and back, little by little it was shortened more and more and more. Till in modern times, it is basically a piece of wool, brown wool, about the size of a large postage stamp. But this is blessed and imposed, as it is called correctly, once in a lifetime, and then one lives wearing the scapular. And Our Lady told St. Simon, "Those who die wearing my scapular, I will come on the next first Saturday of the month and retrieve their souls from purgatory and take them to heaven." So on top of everything else, the Blessed Mother is asserting the fact of the dogma of purgatory, that those who die in a state of grace but not having yet completed satisfaction for their sins will spend sometime in purgatory. Sometimes this is a few years, sometimes it is hundreds of years, or even 1,000 years. But if they had died in the state of grace, in which they have to, of course, to be in purgatory, with the scapular on, then the Blessed Mother will come to get them on the very first Saturday of the month, and will take their souls to heaven. What a wonderful gift, a blessing in this life, protection from the devils and the demons and all kinds of evils in this life, and then eternal life in the next. And who other than the great Mother of God, who is given this power by Christ, her Son, can give us this great gift. So today we celebrate and we rejoice in the commemoration of Our Lady of Mount Carmel and the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.